U.S. Chess Executive Board open session number 3 for Sunday, January 19th, 2020, Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. President?
Okay, we have had a fairly lengthy closed session discussing some contract issues and discussing some additional elements from our staff reports that involved some personnel issues and some contract related issues. So we did not do those in open session. We also did some workshop type stuff with some visioning on where we're headed with some communications issues. So we're coming back into open session. We have no motions from that closed session. We want to go ahead on our open agenda and deal with our review of the delegate motions that came out of the last meeting and see what kind of actions we think we may need to resolve there. And then we're going to have our VP Finance give us a report that will supplement a bit what got covered in the budget workshop in open session. So, Madam Executive Director, can you address these motion?
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan. So there were 5 delegate motions referred to the Executive Board, and every one has been addressed by the Board either by discussing it and stating that there was no further action, or a future action will be taken, a plan is in place to make something happen. So at this time, there's no open business on the motions.
One referred motion that has been discussed at some length fairly recently in our issues forum is this idea of the free affiliate membership. And part of our discussion that we've just been having, which would have some special rules around how to submit tournaments and stuff, and part of our communications discussion has been how do we extend our reach as part of our mission into the broader chess world of helping those folks who are involved in chess at the local level who may not be interested in rated events. How we help people interested in chess connect with other people who are interested in chess. So part of our discussion has been around some thoughts about that. A lot of this is still dependent upon our ability to even access our own data better. So some of this stuff just has to wait until we get further down the pike on the IT project, which gives us better access to our own data. So, but I think we've got some issues there that we're still going to be dealing with as we go on. I don't think the plan that we've already determined, the plan that's out there, probably doesn't work great in the way that it's proposed, but some of the thoughts behind it, we'd like to see a way to get implemented. Is that fair for everybody? All right, let's move on then. Mr. VP Finance, talk to us.
Yes. Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be your Vice President of Finance, especially in extraordinary times. Sometimes when all of the cylinders are just working right with an experienced team, good things happen. And December was one of those months. Comparisons between last year and this year, we are ahead, bottom line, $348,000 ahead. Primarily due to our expanding mission, we see more sponsorships, more donations. It's up 600% year to date from December to December, and it's going higher. So the actual mission has changed, and all the metrics are very, very positive at this point. I prepared reports that'll be on the web, on our web page, our info, possibly, and I encourage everyone to read those reports. I've been over them with the executive committee during our budget, or the executive board. So when I talk about metrics, I also talk about organic growth. Our membership growth is $62,000 ahead of last year, December. And that's what I mean by all cylinders are working. Every phase one is going according to plan.
Phase one of the IT project.
Of the IT project, yes, is going according to plan. We are December is just extraordinary, and I thank everyone that has participated in December, our staff, our board. I would have never expected a number like that on the bottom line.
And so far, we've been able to pay for the IT work out of normal cash flow. Now, that will change. I mean, we're going to have to tap in to the money that we saved to make this project happen sooner rather than later, I think. But and certainly as we move into the second piece of it, because we're still talking about getting, what, million plus, probably, for the event as a whole.
I'll briefly mention December's dividend revenues. Real revenues coming into our investment accounts were $9,500 in December. That's a new record for mm-hmm. 1 month.
A rumpf.
The
well done.
One thing that we have discussed, and I'm doing this to put it on the record,
sure,
is that we do have a little bit of issue in our financial reporting, in that our budget our comparisons to budget on our revenue sides haven't been quite set up right. The numbers are in there, but they've been numbers divided by 12, and I think that our accounting person, Deborah, is going to make some changes to that so we can get some better comparative numbers to budget. Because our revenue side, our expense side, for a lot of stuff is pretty level through the year. But our revenue side's real lumpy. And it's not lumpy in the same way for all of our memberships. You know, our Scholastic membership see a bump at the beginning of the school year, they see a bump in the middle of the school year, and they see a bump right before the spring Scholastic. Our adult memberships, right now we're in the high season, you know, November through 1st of February. At the beginning of the year, calendar year, you just see a bigger bump than any other time of the year. So those are a little bit different. We have, certainly I think what we're seeing is increased cost. That came out of our budget session that we have, you know, it's just costing more to do what we do. We haven't changed dues in a decade. Any significant way, and on some of them. So we've got some issues to deal with, because while the donation part works fine, people do not give you money to keep the lights on and the electric bill paid. That's not what happens. So we've got some issues that we'll deal with more as we meet in May, but that's going to be a concern. What other issues are there in the financial And so on the budget piece, we have had a little delay in posting some of our quarterly stuff, or we've posted it without budget comparisons because the budget comparisons didn't make much sense. So we'll get that revised and back out there. We also have some work to do in the accounting system yet as we make some changes to it. It has been migrated completely from Sage into QuickBooks Online. It is completely over there. There's a little bit of cleanup work that still needs to do, and we're reworking some of the chart of accounts to fit the new mission structure and some other pieces. A lot of the chart of accounts we've just had in place for a really, really long time, and it's divided up between setting up publications, general administrative, and member services, and really we got to break stuff out between fundraising, G&A, project, mission project stuff, and communications. So we've got some, we know what we want to change it to, we just got to get it changed.
We've so exceeded the budget that we do year-to-year comparisons, because the business model has changed, and we're seeing that change as we go through. As you said, we'll be repairing all of our budgeting categories, adding new items under donations, but this year, this is about all of a sudden the new program, new mission kicked in.
Yeah.
And so,
well, certainly the budget for the coming fiscal year is going to be structured significantly differently than what folks have been used to seeing.
Absolutely.
And we're also you know, really trying to get this two-year cycle built in, because we just have this, because of the FIDE event structure, you got to think about what we're doing in two-year increments better than just one. Because you have the feast or famine. You got the big international events, which suck up a whole lot of resources, and then the next year you don't have them. So we sort of have to look at that together and make sure that we set aside money in the good time, in the better year, to make sure that we get through the year that's a little tougher.
Thank you. Like I said, my report will be online. It's the analysis of the actual numbers.
All righty. Is there any other business for us to cover today? Seeing none, we will recess until 9 o'clock in the morning, where we will pick up on our agenda, and we will start that agenda in open session in the morning. We will have another closed session tomorrow, I am certain. Thank you. We'll see you all at dinner.
Thank you.